One, two, three. Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and I'm back with another video. Now, I've had a lot of things happen today. Car broke down, can't get to work, but it's just another hill and I'll climb it, no big deal. Things happen. But you guys aren't here to hear about my problems. Well, at least not those. I got something a little more important to talk about. Now, I was checking out MGTOW.TV, and it hasn't got on YouTube yet, but now we got Sandman advertising these damn Asian traditional waifus yet again, after I have just made video after video after video after video talking about how it's all a bunch of bullshit. And I guess you'd say Thinking Ape made a video about that too, talking about the divorce rates over in those countries, which is very important. Because y'all didn't realize they were as high as they were. And when you see that video that Thinking Ape made, trying to once again dispel this notion, we got Sandman coming in. Come on, Sandman. I thought you were smarter than that. You know, this is absolutely fucking ridiculous, folks. They're selling a lie, once again, that all you need to do, white man, is to go over to this Asian country and marry this pretty Asian girl, and that's all it is. That's it. That's it. Oh, you're good. You can blue pill right on back to the plantation. You'll be set. You can have your family and everything else. It's great. You don't have to worry about feminism. Bullshit. No, it's bullshit. First of all, like one of the guys said over there in the comment section, who lives in Thailand, they said the military is making it worse over there. Oh, and by the way, they had a feminist march last year. Oh, did y'all didn't know that? Sandman, you didn't know about the feminist march in Thailand? You can Google it. It's there. I don't know. Like, I keep up with all the guys that go to the Thai bars, and you know what they're doing? They're posting memories. This is what it used to look like in 2019. This is what it used to look like in 2016. This is what it looked like before the goddamn pandemic hit. You know, it changed everything. They locked everything down. Some of those Thai bars became little marts, like little gas station stores or whatever. And sorry, man, this shit is, it's on the wane. It's over with. And even when the Thailand Department of, Tourism, went and they did a thing, basically, for all the Thai bar girls, like, I told you guys what that said, that it doesn't end when you go pay for her. After you leave, she's supposed to get your contact information so she continue to scam your ass out of money and claim that she has a sick buffalo, which they always call the men there buffaloes because that's just their way. Oh, and by the way, you're not necessarily as popular as you think over there, because the Thai bar rules say that you go with an old smelly white buffalo, pretty much, so that you can be with a hard-bodied Asian man that you pay for with his money. You go see him. So see, that's the thing that's going on. Y'all don't even know. Didn't know because you didn't look at the fucking guide from the Thailand Department of Tourism that I've read in a video aloud right here on MGTOW.TV. Go find it. Asian Women Are Not the Way is just one of them. I've done several videos talking about this shit. And then Sandman's like, oh, you could go to Southeast Asia. No, you can't. Like, I know what Black Pigeon Speak said. I know he's like, oh, if you go to Indonesia and you get with these women, you can have babies. You can have babies, but they're all married. They just want white babies. That doesn't mean they want white men. They want the kids. They don't give a shit about anything else. You go to these Japan where they're paying, what, $78,000 for the sperm. They want the kid. They don't fucking want you. They want to be with an Asian man. Those people, that culture, it's very, very, very prejudiced. Like, you see what Chinese people did to white people and black people in that area around the lockdowns? You heard about that. It hasn't fucking changed. You're not going to go over there and be respected that much. Maybe for your money. Maybe for your height. But it ain't going to last. They want what they want. It's a culture over there that people like what they like. Now, sometimes it works. But, I mean, for how long? RPM tried it with a Asian nurse waifu, and you see how that fucking turned out. He calls her the meat sack now, folks. Just did a video about that. Just did a fucking video about that. Oh, and I did tag RPM in this video, Sandman. So hopefully Sandman, RPM will provide a rebuttal to Sandman, because he's got the experience that Sandman doesn't in that area, being married again to the nurse waifu that he now calls the meat sack, and would prefer one of Phil's fine dolls, or, you know, Phil's fine dolls over there in Japan, whom he actually loves and gives affection to. So there you go. This man, he's in Japan. He's got all the Asian waifus, and he wants the doll. He'd rather have the doll. You know, and he don't even want the robot. He said he's fine with the doll. So I'm telling you guys, don't be listening to this fucking bullshit. And I'm so glad for you guys in the comment section that can see through all of this. Because it's such fucking bullshit. It's been bullshit since it first started. Now, to be fair, Luca Vendetti, I think, wrote the How to Retire in Southeast Asia at $200,000. Yeah, okay, it may have been a little more viable in that period of time, but we're not in that period of time. The girls are constantly on their cell phones, and they're using all the American apps, and all the indoctrination, the feminism, all that shit is on those apps. It's getting into those girls. You know, they're doing things that are not normal for women in that era. Or women in that area, rather. Not era. Definitely for women in this era. Yeah, because it's fucking spreading. Feminism is a cancer. It's going everywhere, folks. Everywhere. You know, like TFM said, you might be able to find a third world shithole and raise your family there. But you ain't gonna do it with some Thai waifu that you think exists. And I mean, one of the guys in Thailand even said, look, I've been here for a long time. He said, these women aren't that hot, and a lot of them are traps. If you really want a fucking trap, I mean, why don't you just date one here in America? Same goddamn thing, right? I mean, you gotta have that fooda. I mean, that's what you want, right? I mean, what's the fucking difference? What's literally the fucking difference? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm tired of it. I'm absolutely fucking fed up with this shit. It's damn near about to give me a fucking aneurysm because I keep hearing it over and over and over again from men I respect. Where are you getting this information? Did some kind of weird, I don't know, atmospheric gas somehow waft into the West, and all of a sudden everybody's like, Asian waifu, yeah! You know, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, some kind of plane went by with some gas. Maybe I'm going a little Alex Jones here, but yeah, the plane just came by, and they just opened up the bay, and all this gas came out, and it affected Canada. It seems to have affected parts of Japan. It seems to have affected half the goddamn manosphere. And all these damn incel guys are like, oh, I bet I can get an Asian waifu. I'll be just fine. No, it's not. You're not. Dude, I even work with an Asian woman. And let me tell you, she's very fucking quiet. She's not very well, she's very reserved. She doesn't like speaking that much. You know, it's not kind of what you think. And they're very, 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 very aggressive. Like, I didn't know if you guys knew that, but they can be as aggressive as the black German shepherd you guys are so upset about. They're very, very aggressive. They get very angry. They get very mouthy and shit like that. They're very stingy and stubborn. If that's what you want, I mean, go for it. There's a reason why, you know, we say what we say when it comes to dolls. They don't nag and bitch and complain, and they don't do the crazy shit that some of these Asian girls do. You know, like, it's just, it's really crazy. I don't understand why you guys are, well, I mean, I don't understand why you guys in the manosphere, you content creators, are doing this shit. Okay, the only real Asian waifus that exist are the ones in the fucking anime. I'm sorry. Okay? Don't at me. I'm fucking tired of this shit. The only ones that exist are in the fucking anime. So you get your little Asian waifu from the anime and you fucking deal with it. You call it a cope or whatever you want to fucking call it. I don't care at this point. I'm just sick and tired of the lies and the bullshit that men keep saying. I'm tired of it. This has gone too far. Another one. You know, how many videos I gotta make about this? How many videos I gotta make where, you know, I once again go into... Just go back, you know, do I have to go back and get the article where I talk about all the Thai bar commandments and do the whole thing? Maybe you guys didn't get it in good clarity the first time. Maybe I gotta do it again. I mean, Sandman, you're subscribed to me. Did you not watch the video? I made it very, very, very clear. I don't think I said anything too fast. I don't think there was any issues with what I read. I think I can read legibly. Or whatever, you know, my brain is just mush right now, but I think I can read with clarity, is what I meant to say. I think you understood what I was trying to say, but if not, if maybe my new microphone would pick up better, I will more than happily go back and do a video where I, you know, go through every single Thai bar commandment again. I mean, I'll do it. I want you guys to know this is very important because these rules have not and will not change. And again, we might not even have a Thai bar situation. You know how few have opened back up? I mean, very few. Very, very few. Again, some of them got changed into fucking grocery store mart thingies. Little Asian mart things where you buy ramen and stuff. They just bought them out. And that's what's going to happen because it's no longer working in that country. They're changing. There's actually female bar owners, which show that women are trying to take a more authoritative position over there. When women are trying to go for authority and own businesses, you know that things are changing. Not that women haven't owned businesses before, but women are trying to take control of the Thai bar scene, just like they took control of the porn industry. Go look that up. There's a lot of things that are changing, and I just don't think you guys are gonna be happy with what you find, even if Thailand opens its bars back up. I don't think you're gonna be happy to see how everything's changed. Why all the big guys that used to do all this stuff back in the day only post the memories. I wonder what that girl's doing today. Oh, I haven't heard from her. Oh, she got married. Oh, this part, she did this, she did that. That's all it is. That's all it is now. Nobody posts anything new, even though there's like maybe a few bars that say they're going, but they probably can't barely keep open because Thailand is locked down, the Philippines are locked down, a lot of places are locked down because they locked down pretty damn hard to basically people coming in, any kind of tourists. Any kind of tourist industry like that is going to be hit hard due to the COVID situation. And you may lose it, you know. Now, Sandman did mention something about China, apparently. And, yeah, I mean, you can try that, too. But at the same time, look, don't think you're going to marry these girls, okay? There's a reason why the Chinese men jumped on the fucking waifus. Like, the sex doll industry flourished in China. It flourished in China. That's where all the sex dolls are coming from. China. There's articles about men that prefer their dolls, and these are the old school. These aren't even the ones with, like, the new hands and the maybe the shrugging shoulders and all the kind of stuff. These are the old school, the very first ones coming out. They were happy with them compared to their wives. They were Asian men with wives. They had the Asian waifu that y'all want so bad. They're not happy. They're not happy. They want dolls. You know, what more do I gotta say? Like, seriously, this is getting ridiculous. You know, I've come in here ranting and raving, but this is just stupid, and I'm tired of it. At any rate, I think this will be the Grim Lord, and I'm out. And you guys have a good one. Hopefully things will get better for me, but I need to get this information out. I'm fucking sick and tired of it. And enjoy the decline.